Welcome to Android Snacks.
Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news.
I'm your host, Mike Skemmel, and we are live. Let's get going.
In our first blog post this week, Fernando Cejas talks about SoundCloud's move from Java to Kotlin, providing some insights on why they did it and how they did it. He talks about how important it is that everyone on your team is involved, establishing rules during the transition, and ensuring that there is continuous learning throughout the process. In our next blog post, Matthias Lagerberg, where's Sheila, explains why we are all not cross-platform developers after 6 years of experience making apps at Pixplicity. He gives us some explanation on current cross-platform solutions and their advantages and disadvantages, along with other considerations such as ease of development and expertise. If someone at your company is suggesting to move to iOS and Android to cross-platform, you might want to forward them this article. Some of you may have clocked a new blog post by Chris Baines called Room Plus Time that explains how we can easily use a combination of Room and its type converter along with 3.10 ABP to easily store date times with time zones. Alarmingly, he was using the date class in his previous code. There's also some information on maintaining sorting order with the text version of date time in SQLite. It's worth getting your hands on and spending a few minutes to read. In our final blog post, Alexei Fedorov shows how he used the @deprecated annotation from Kotlin to quickly refactor his test, which used some variations on Makito method names due to keyword clashes. A similar thing can be done in Java with replace structurally. Now it's time for tools and libraries. Updates this week, Android Studio 3.0 RC2 with more bug fixes. If you're confused as to why you need to keep downloading previews on Mac, I've put a link in the show notes for an explanation from Tor Norby about why this has to be done. But in the final release, patching should be possible, basically. Android emulator is now at 26.2 if you're on the Canary channel of Android Studio. And it has a new quick boot feature that makes the emulator start faster, ironically. Android architecture components are now at RC1, and there's no more known issues or new features planned for the 1.0 release. There's been a few more bug fixes and a small behavior change to lifecycle. And finally, we have Kotlin 1.2 Beta 2, which has improvements for compiler performance and multi-platform projects, amongst others. New this week, we have Catchup, which is an open source app from Zach Swears, which shows the top news like from sites like Reddit, Hacker News, and Dribbble. The app uses Kotlin, Dagger, RxJava, AutoDispose, Conductor, GraphQL, AutoValue, and more. So there's lots there to sink your teeth into. I've got it installed for those times where I'm still waiting for Gradle to build. The About screen is particularly fun to play with. Check it out. Now it's time for other stuff. There was episode 79, Picking Up Garbage, by Android Developers Backstage, where Chet talked to two members of the Android Runtime team, mostly about garbage collection. There's episode 0 by Neapolitan, which is a new podcast just launched, which aims to celebrate diversity in the Android community. In episode 0, Sufei Zhao and David Moran introduced themselves by asking each other questions around diversity. And finally, we have a new episode of Android Dialogues where Huen talks to Andre Rutke about Aztec, a native HTML editor library for Android written mostly in Kotlin. And that's it for this week. I'm going to be at DroidCon London this coming Thursday and Friday, so if you see me, come say hello if you want to. Probably not. I'll have some Android snack stickers, and I have a very limited supply because they cost me a bomb. So get them while you can, basically. You can find us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find all show notes for this week's episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Skammel. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Skammel. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week. Yeah, so this is what happens when Sheila's not around. You don't want to listen to this with kids, because I've not beeped up the swearing, because I thought I'd leave it in for full effect. I'll give you 2 seconds in case you need to turn it off. Yeah, I just realized 2 seconds isn't long. I'll give you 5. Let the fuck-ups commence. First up in blog post this week, we have fuck-fuck, because that's not what I wrote. In our first blog post this week, Fernando Seja talks about SoundCloud's move from Java to Kotlin, providing some insights on why they did and how they did it. Why they did it and how they did it, you fucking idiot. He talks about how important it is. Christ. He talks about how... Oh, fuck it. He mentions we should watch our sorting methods when using date time as text in a SQLite date, which can remedy... Fuck, what the fuck is that? In our final blog post, Alexei Fedorov shows how... Yeah, I reckon that's right. Shows how he used to... to the fucking... up. New, we have Catch-Up, which is an open sourced app by Zach Swears, which shows the top news from sites like Reddit, Now it's time for other stuff. There's a new episode of Android. There was a new episode of Backstage Podcast by the Android developer guys. And they talked about garbage, and it was amazing. And it was a rubbish bin, and blah, blah.